This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations under that umbrella of impeachment inquiry.
What she said today made no difference of what's been going on. It's no different than what Nadler's been trying to do. It's time to put the public before politics.
All right, Kevin McCarthy, of course, slamming Nancy Pelosi's impeachment announcement and tweeting all over the place about it, in fact, saying Speaker Pelosi can't decide on impeachment unilaterally. It requires a full vote of the House of Representatives. The House has voted three times on articles of impeachment. Each vote failed. Wow. Here's where we are, folks. Lots to dig into. Kate Delaney, right now we are joined by Mike Olesker at the top of the show from Talk Media News. Michael, so this is obviously a huge deal because, as I mentioned, we haven't seen this happen very much. So take us through the steps. What next?
Well, it's been a remarkable day. I mean, this morning, President Trump addressed the United Nations, and by late this afternoon, it felt as if he had delivered the speech maybe a month ago. That's how much news has broken since then, and most of it centered around that phone call between Trump and the Ukrainian president. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for an official impeachment inquiry. About 185 Democrats have now signed on for impeachment, which is an increase of about three dozen just in the last couple of days. Then the White House reluctantly agreed to release a transcript of the infamous phone conversation, and the whistleblower who set off all the tumult has asked to testify himself before Congress. The question is, have we turned a corner in the endless Democratic pursuit of Donald Trump? For 3 years, Trump insisted there was no collusion in the 2016 election with the Russians. Now he's caught colluding with Ukraine, and his response is, what's the big deal? The Democrats' answer is, it's a big deal because you asked a foreign government to meddle in an American election, this time looking at Trump's would-be opponent, perhaps Joe Biden and his son. Not only that, but holding off hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine until their president investigated Biden, an act that the Wall Street Journal says Trump attempted eight different times. So we'll see what the transcript tells us and maybe what the whistleblower tells us. And then we'll see if voters tell us whether this is finally a bridge too far or whether they're ready to let Donald Trump slide away one more time. We shall see.
Yeah, boy. And you know, you talk about the phone call. And, of course, the other part of that, the president directing his acting chief of staff to hold off on releasing nearly $400 million in military aid to the Ukraine shortly before the call in July. So there you go again with, as you mentioned, collusion, conversation. What's this transcript going to show us? I think that transcript is what everybody wants to see.
Well, I think even more than that, what the whistleblower has to say.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't fully trust the transcript. We'll see. But if the whistleblower is allowed to talk to Congress, he may tell us more than the transcript actually does.
Yeah. What did you think of Biden's reaction to all of this? Because as you said, of course, Trump reacted when he was in and out of the UN, and Joe Biden reacted today, too, saying, you know, the presidency cannot stand this kind of a presidential he called it oversight at one point, and then he said the Constitution, ripping up the Constitution. What did you think?
Well, I thought Biden was fine. It was brief. It was succinct. The thing that was as troubling as anything, this morning, maybe you saw it, Trump was walking into the United Nations. Reporters said to him, well, why did you hold off on that money for a week? And the story changes from day to day. And this time he said, well, because we've been sending them all this money to Ukraine, and the European Union, those countries, haven't sent a cent. Well, the fact is, they sent about 15 billion euros to Ukraine. So for him to say they've sent nothing is just utter nonsense. And yet the story changes from day to day, and he can't get it straight from day to day.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. It's never, ever, ever straight. So it's strange. The Democrats are either building momentum, and as you said, all of a sudden a lot of people jumping on board, 185 Democrats signing on, and there were people that didn't look like they were coming on board. I remember I said on the air, Michael, that, you know, we keep hearing about impeachment, 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 but really is it going to happen? And then poof, the shoe drops. So I guess that was enough to push it over the top.
Well, Nancy Pelosi has been asking around and getting, because she doesn't want to make individual members of the party vulnerable when their election comes up.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She's getting good feedback from them now.
Yeah. Yeah. Last thing, Boris Johnson, boy, in hot water in Great Britain, certainly politically and now personally too. What do you think?
Yeah.
Does he survive this with the whole Brexit thing and everything else?
Well, you know, the British Supreme Court, which usually does not get involved in political stuff, they said, you know, he broke the law by telling Parliament that they couldn't meet for 5 weeks. But on top of that, he's got some personal trouble. When he was mayor of London, 2 days ago, the Times of London reported that when he was mayor of London, his office directed tens of thousands of pounds in government money to a young businesswoman entrepreneur whose apartment Johnson often visited during working hours. She is an American. She's a former model. She was 27 years old at the time, and that's a lot of money to be sending. They're still trying to work out the details of that one.
Yeah. All right, Michael Oleskers, thanks so much. Always good to chat with you.
Take care.
Yeah, you too. So Nancy Pelosi says, told reporters, it is a sad day for our country, and said, among other things, the President of the United States has admitted that he spoke to the President of another country, that would be the Ukraine, about something that would assist him in his election. So that's changed everything. The Inspector General's determination that the whistleblower complaint constitutes an urgent concern. That meant she accelerated the pace of how we go forward. That's what she said, and said it's a sad day for our country. I feel very sad about it. I hope the Republicans will join us. So where does this all end up? I think Michael said it right. Either this slides away, or it is the straw that broke the camel's back, depending on how this all works with the impeachment inquiry. And we certainly have seen this before, as we saw with Bill Clinton, what happened there, and how does what is impeachment? How does it work? I mean, it's a word that I think a lot of people throw around but don't understand the severity of it or how it works on the Hill. But the establishment of a formal impeachment inquiry changes the game. We're talking about that on the flip side. If you want to weigh in, what do you think? Will Donald Trump bite the dust before the election, or shake this sucker off? 855-266-5283. Hang with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Actions taken to date by the president have seriously violated the Constitution, especially when the president says, Article 2 says I can do whatever I want.
All they do is talk nonsense. No more infrastructure bills, no more anything. All they do, that's all they do. You watch Jerry Nadler and Schiff. You know, Schiff has been doing this stuff for 3.5 years. It's the craziest thing anybody's ever seen.
All right, crazy or not, we are in the thick of it. We're talking about impeachment proceedings, I'll call it. And this is the number to jam on if you want to weigh in, 855-266-5283. You know how I roll on this show? It's about the conversation. You can hear the screaming all day long. Instead, here, we're totally open to left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. I don't care if you don't even have a label that you slap on yourself. This is your country, your president, and our Constitution. So what is impeachment? Well, I'm going to just simplify it. It is a constitutional process. The lower house of the legislative branch, which we talked about, the House of Representatives, brings charges against a civil officer in government, it would be the president, and it's similar to like an indictment. The Senate then tries the case with the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, who would oversee the trial. A two-thirds majority in the Senate is required to convict and remove the president from office. So think about that again. Two-thirds majority required to convict and remove the president from office. 67 senators would need to agree to remove Mr. Trump as president. So think about Article 1, Section 2, Article 1, Section 3. I've gone over this a couple of times. And Article 3, Section 4, all of that's all mixed in between. So the steps are this. Congress can open up this impeachment inquiry in the House Judiciary Committee. That's what they're doing. That just means investigate whether impeachment is called for. So that's where we are. So whoa, 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 hold your horses for everybody that I'm listening to that thinks we're five steps ahead of that. We certainly are not. That's what Nancy Pelosi announced today. So the committee can then recommend that the full House vote on articles of impeachment, and there's where you would go from there. And we all know this, what presidents have been impeached before. Andrew Johnson in 1868 and Bill Clinton in 1998. Now, he was impeached by the House on two articles of impeachment, perjury and obstruction of justice. Those alleged violations related to the sexual harassment lawsuit filed against Clinton by Paula Jones. He was acquitted by a vote, remember this vote, 45-55 and 50-50. And then people think Nixon, but of course we know, no, he was not impeached. They didn't open an impeachment investigation into Nixon and approve three articles of impeachment, obstruction of justice, abuse of power, contempt of Congress, but he resigned. So they didn't vote on it. That was it. So there you go. That's where we sit. I think that's pretty clear as to what has to happen for that to go further. But again, remember, this is an inquiry that we're talking about. This is just a step to see if it goes further or not. But the fact that we're in this moment in time has been very different than where we've been before. Now, what's kind of the juxtaposition of this from the White House? And it's kind of in a couple of different directions. You heard what the president said. It's a witch hunt. Look, we've been here before. This isn't, you know, this was the spat that kept kicking up. And now, at this point, when we look at it and moving forward with what, you know, ultimately the House decides, and it goes back to what I said the other night, which is why I'm surprised at the timing of it, but there must have been more going on behind the scenes, because we've certainly had this word come up before. And every single time there's this sort of mob mentality, we're doing this, this is going to happen, we need this, and then it fizzes away. This is the closest we've gotten when you have Pelosi, who's the Speaker of the House, saying, you know, the impeachment moving forward with this, well, now there is going to be some kind of a process, but just does it fall on its face, or does it go a little bit further than that? So the reaction to it, and what does it mean? There are a couple of interesting things that are already falling. I mean, this story is like moving like wildfire, like a California on fire. Seriously, the removal of the U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine, that's happening in the middle of this whole battle. So the president trying to pressure the leader of the Ukraine, did that happen? Following this long fight inside the administration and what's going on there, and then his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and what's going on with the relationship with Kiev, you know, all of this, relationships, and then the sequence of consequences. And, of course, one of them is what's happening with the ambassador, but it's certainly intensified. And, of course, the key issue, Joe Biden, Biden's son Hunter, what was asked, what was that conversation like? And the White House is disputing the account, saying that there were no concerns, first of all, raised in National Security Council meetings, and that the president's focus was on urging the Ukraine to root out corruption. And that's what they're saying. This is what it is, and that it's sensitive, but we were trying to keep a meeting from happening for the reason that it wouldn't be focused on the Ukraine-U.S. relations. And so the president said this week that he had some of what his own advisors feared, using the call to raise the issue of Biden with the Ukrainian president. Now this whole whistleblower thing. The whistleblower report focuses on the president-to-president call. So President Trump's call to the president of the Ukraine. And what is in the contents of that? What developments come out of this? The president said on Tuesday he'd released the transcript of the call, saying there was no quid pro quo. Remember that he said that a couple of times. And what it would just simply reveal in his conversation with the Ukrainian president was it's friendly and totally appropriate. But the issue is appropriate for the president to solicit foreign help in an American election. That's the sticking point. So really the political balance of this, of everything that's being talked about by all the talking heads everywhere, hinges on how lawmakers, and you and I, by the way, assess the intentions on that call and the actions of the people, the subordinates, basically, in the events surrounding it, because that also becomes part of it. And that's why this whistleblower, there's a lot of I think there's a lot of curiosity as to what comes out of that. The identity of the whistleblower not revealed. Because, of course, that's that whole legal protection thing. And I'm very curious as to who that is. And even the closest advisors of the president, including the acting White House chief of staff, who was ordered by the president to suspend the aid to Ukraine, have been targets of a lot of finger pointing. Remember Mick Mulvaney with foreign aid was agitating for foreign aid to be cut, but also stayed away from the meetings with Giuliani and Trump, so wouldn't have been in the middle of that. So who was it that was directly involved at almost every stage of this entanglement with the Ukraine? And that would be Rudy Giuliani, who is the president's lawyer. And he injected himself into the process. So as injecting himself into the process, what does that mean? How far deep was he in, and how much is he suspected of playing some kind of a role in what happened with Paul Manafort, et cetera? So, wow. I mean, this is like just turning it over again and again and again and again. And as I said, you know essentially where this could lead, but will it be Andrew Johnson, Bill Clinton, and President Trump? Or, that's not going to happen. We're not going to see an impeachment in 2019. Never dull, is it? Stay with us. Odds and Ends coming up on the flip side, plus a little bit more about impeachment and reaction to it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced the House is moving forward with an investigation into possible impeachment-level offenses by President Trump.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
She says the president is undermining national security when it comes to his discussions with the leader of Ukraine.
The actions taken to date by the president have seriously violated the Constitution.
Pelosi says current committee investigations into the Trump campaign and administration will continue under the overall umbrella of the impeachment inquiry. The president calls the move breaking news witch hunt garbage. He tweets, "It's so bad for our country," but he also tells reporters it could be good for him politically. White House aides say no one is worried because they believe his base will help him. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Well, 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 and because lately you've been starting to lose. Everything you might try to do. Bad luck fellas got to hold on you. Spend money, stop to lose your home.
It's time for this administration to stop stonewalling and provide the Congress with all the facts it needs, including a copy of the formal complaint made by the whistleblower. And it's time for the Congress to fully investigate the conduct of this president. The president should stop stonewalling this investigation and all the other investigations into his alleged wrongdoing.
The call that wasn't perfect and the words that weren't perfect were Joe Biden with respect to his son. And his son takes away millions of dollars out of Ukraine and millions of dollars out of China. And you don't talk about that. It's a real disgrace.
All right, so you heard Joe Biden and President Trump there. We're talking about impeachment, where we're headed. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. I mean, this is the big thing. I always say when you stop here, we talk about what the buzz is in your backyard and mine. And this is the buzz. So here's some reaction all the way around the horn on this. And I've been collecting this all throughout the evening. Here's what Ken Starr says. Remember Ken Starr? He says the White House shouldn't be in any sort of a rush to release the Ukrainian call transcript, because of course this is what people are chomping at the bit for. And I said this, I want to see what the transcript says. But Trump was accused of pressuring the president Belinsky to investigate Joe Biden in connection with his son Hunter's business dealings. We've already talked about that ad nauseum. You get it. You know it's at the heart of this. And this started after a whistleblower complaint was reported last week that involved those allegations that Trump made an unspecified promise to Zelensky. The Trump administration said, they pushed back against those accusations that there was any kind of pressure there over Hunter Biden, while also holding back that $400 million in aid to the Ukraine. So Ken Starr is a former independent counsel, U.S. Solicitor General, and he responded. He was on one of the Fox shows, and he said that it's a mistake to release the call. There shouldn't be a rush because there's dangers. The precedent of any president making public transcripts of confidential conversations. He said the calls between a U.S. president and a foreign leader are sensitive, suggesting a negotiated solution between the White House and the Senate Intelligence Committee instead in the interest of accountability and checks and balances. So not saying, no, screw it, don't release it at all because of, because it would be in danger of the president, but just be careful how you do it and negotiate a different kind of solution, because then this puts every other president in a bizarre corner if that happens. And especially when you're talking about foreign policy and the United States. All right. And then that's one reaction just specifically related to the transcript. Then you had a flip-flop of sorts. And of course, there were some people that did that. Especially Democrats did that, obviously. Democrat from Michigan, Republican Debbie Dingell said, and she was on Fox, and she said, and all over the place, she said she supports an impeachment investigation over that event surrounding the phone call involving the president of the Ukraine, because she says we can't be divided on following the rule of law. That's the reason why. And she said, if the president didn't make investigating Biden a condition of releasing the aid, then why did the White House block it being provided to the two intelligence committees? She said that, and this is a change for her because she didn't want this to happen before. She said, I don't think an impeachment should ever be a partisan event. I think we need to have Republicans and Democrats or it will tear this country apart. Well, I agree with that. I mean, once again, slide on one side of the ship, and this is constantly how we play in the United States. So it's no shock that happens here. But it is unfortunate because in the situation, the rarity of the impeachment and the proceedings, I think it should be full on. You know, if this is the way they go and if there is some sort of a vote, you get it. But they're nowhere near that, by the way. So then you had Judge Napolitano. You know, he's never shy, especially when he's on Shep Smith's show. And he said the president effectively confessed to a crime when he admitted he asked the Ukraine to investigate the former VP and his son. He said that the president has admitted it, and that itself is a crime. And that is, the problem with this. And of course, his comments came when there was more renewed calls for impeachment just before the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the formalization of an impeachment inquiry into President Trump on Tuesday, and said that the president has to be held accountable for his betrayal of oath of office, betrayal for national security, and the betrayal of the integrity of our elections. And like I said, there's slices of comments all over the place, including his former pal, Scaramucci. Boy, he's become a huge mouthpiece, hasn't he? He declared that the president is done as this impeachment inquiry is taking form, that this is it, that he does not survive it because of where it would take us. That it's only a matter of time before he's removed from office. So that's the question I ask you, and I have been getting a ton of emails, so you can email me at katedelaneyradio.com, or you can jump on these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Remember, Scaramucci worked for only a few days at the White House, and he's become a big critic now of the presidents and says that he is not above the law and his days are numbered, that his days are numbered. I said before, no matter what, they have to have something there or they can't move forward with it, of course. And I guess Nancy Pelosi feels like there's enough and that there's enough backing, because we certainly have seen a lot of Democrats who weren't all in on this suddenly become, you know, are now all in on it. And boy, the reaction from lots of different people has been interesting. I'll tell you about the reaction from Mika Brzezinski, because Joe and Mika are on in the morning on MSNBC. She said, "I am so moved right now. I'm hopeful for the first time in a long time." And then hashtag Nancy Pelosi, justice, oversight, Joe Scarborough, a republic if you can keep it. John Cusack, the actor, said, "Yeah, whistleblower complaint being withheld from Congress. I'll go further. There is something in reporting both Republicans and Democrats already do know about that goes way further. It's only plausible explanation for the events of the last few days." So that's what I'm curious about. What led to the last few days, and what's different that's there that we don't know yet? Because there's something we don't know, and so much of that centers around the president's call with the president of the Ukraine. The transcript gets released. Will it be unredacted? Or will it be redacted all over the place? I don't know. It is wild, isn't it? So this is what some people are saying. It's not impulsive. And remember, I said that there would have to be something there, I think, to make this kind of a move. Or is it just a power play? Think of where we are. Think of the Democrats trying to pull down the press. I mean, that's the truth, because, of course, losing the election and the shock of that and all that's gone on from there. And then even the Democrats not being on board initially with impeachment proceedings, and instead not all of them going all in. But now that they have, from the House point of view, that changes the game. 185 signing on for that is very, very big compared to the past, where it was like one toe in the water. Oh, the conversation, I said this before, how many times do we hear the impeachment word come up again and again and again and again and again and again and again? Ridiculous. And then there was nothing that ever happened. It was always poo-pooed or just empty conversation. And so now it makes you wonder, if she jumps in front of the microphones, what does the whistleblower have to say? What does that call look like? And, you know, will we even see that call? And nobody knows where this leads. I mean, the breadcrumbs are out, but they're scattered. I have some pretty good sources in Washington. Nobody knows where this leads. Nobody has a really good beat on what this looks like. That's what I said. Talking heads all over the place, taking a point of view, taking a path, and letting it fly. But if you've got an impeachment inquiry, well, that means that this is going to be front and center, everything that's being talked about in D.C., by the way. Nothing else is going to be really set up other than this. You're going to have to dive into this a little bit further. And what do you see that is breaking the law? Because there would have to be something there in those articles violating that, violating the Constitution, for there to be any movement on this whole impeachment thing or not. And the confrontation is interesting, isn't it? And the timing of that, especially with such a polarized nation that we are, because we are right in front of this 2020 election, certainly the weight of this has serious implications for both the Democrats and for the Republicans. All right, a lot of you have sent me your thoughts through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. So we're heading to the mailroom. I'll meet you there, and we'll do our little mailbag segment coming up on our final segment for this hour of the show.
Table Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Table Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
Sweet. The mailbag is full. Most of it has to do with what happened to shake up the world, and that would be these impeachment proceedings or inquiry. I want to make sure that you understand that it's an inquiry, which does set up a giant political clash, but it might be nothing more than that, or it could go a step further. We don't know at this point. Like I said, follow the breadcrumbs, but good luck because they're all over the place. Kate Delaney's mailbag looks like this. This one from Sherman. Kate, wow, the Democrats will stop at nothing to stomp all over Donald Trump. You said it a long time ago. Wouldn't it be great if we had a business person in office? And voila, here is the problem. They don't have a lot of political allies, which is the good thing, but it's also the tough thing once they're in office. And I think that Donald Trump doesn't know the ways of Washington and the finesse of D.C., which is why so many voted for him, including myself. But in the end, that's how you can get stung, because if he does get caught up in this phone call and the inquiry with the impeachment, and it goes further than that, I think it's all just over something that they really didn't think out. If, in fact, there is anything there, I'm not so sure there is anything there. All right, so yeah, this is exactly what we're talking about. What's there? We don't know. The whistleblower? Who is that? What is the whistleblower going to say? And when I had on Mike Olesker, who's covered D.C. and politics for a very long time, Baltimore, etc., and seen it all. What does it mean? Well, so he says the whistleblower would be bigger, really, even than the release of the Ukrainian call transcript, if in fact we see a release of that. It's going to be a big battle. We certainly can gear up for that. Count on it, folks. All right, this one from Michael D. And Michael D. says, "Hey, Kate, how are you? I've been listening to the show. Sometimes I catch it live. Sometimes I catch it through podcasting. But either way, you are a breath of fresh air. I'm not just sucking up to you so you'll read my email." Well, okay, maybe a little bit. But I really do listen to you. And I listen to you on The Voice in Tucson on 10:30. So woohoo, because they started carrying you, I don't know how long ago, but I just discovered you just a short while ago. So I'm listening all day long to what people have to say. And then, of course, in the evening when the story really exploded about impeachment. And do you think the impeachment in any way hurts the Democrats? Oh, yeah, it can certainly hurt the Democrats, because does it hurt Joe Biden at all or not? Of course, if it goes the way of what's happening with this inquiry and for somehow the president was taken down, well, obviously that changes the game. But it could blow up on Biden because of what's the deal with Hunter, his son, and the money that he was getting and on energy, etc. You know, it's timing. Was there some dirty pool there or not? We don't know. We don't. That's it. We have no way to know that. But it has led to, I think, a lot of people scurrying to figure out how to connect the dots, or that the dots don't really connect and this is just maneuvering. Then this one from Bradley, who says, "Wow, what about the Intel watchdog finding the whistleblower had some kind of a bias, a political bias, favoring the president's rival?" Well, we don't know, right? So we don't know who it is. And we do know that the whistleblower's legal team supports releasing the full complaint, wants to do that, wants to let the whole thing out there. And I think we should know whatever that is, because if there's going to be any kind of an inquiry, which now there is, we need to know, you know, what that looks like. I mean, we do. We need to know what it looks like, because you think of the Republican-controlled Senate. They voted unanimously for a consent for a resolution calling on the Trump administration to release the Senate Intelligence Committee's whistleblower complaint. The Intelligence Committee has opened up a bipartisan investigation into that complaint, and it was reported that the whistleblower may appear before the committee to give closed-door testimony. So what does closed-door testimony, what are we going to see there? And then, of course, Adam Schiff, the House Intelligence Committee chair. I got this from Rose, and she says, "I have a feeling that Adam Schiff, if he had a shovel and he could hit the president over the head and knock him into a hole, he would bury him somewhere underneath the Capitol. I think he just flat out has nothing but venom and vitriol for the prez. You can bet he's somehow connected." So, Rose, it's interesting you say that, because he is, like I said, the House Intelligence Committee chair. And he said that the committee is prepared to work to identify a secure location and format that preserves the whistleblower's privacy and ensures protection from reprisal or threat of reprisal. Because there is concern about that. Of course there's concern about that. Nobody, who is it? I mean, this is a whole new chapter, right? And a big difference, obviously, in this investigation. All right, here's another one from, let's see, this one is from Clint, who also wants to talk about the whistleblower. What do you make of the whistleblower and the fact that some say there's political bias there? Some say that it's interesting the timing of this to come out. And will we really find there's enough explosive suggestions tied to something that has some serious evidence that will take the leader of the free world down? You know, it's interesting, the Hunter part of this. So the Republicans were even hinting on a couple of the shows I watched that an impeachment inquiry could backfire on Nancy Pelosi. And they're saying that the president was concerned only with broader corruption in the Ukraine. Joe Biden has acknowledged that when he was VP, he successfully pressured the Ukraine to fire its top prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, while Shokin was investigating the natural gas firm, Burisma Holdings, where Hunter Biden was on the board. And Shokin himself was accused of corruption. So, you know what, there's all these different angles. No signs point in one direction. But specifically, the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, charged that the administration violated the law by failing to turn over the whistleblower complaint and saying that the testimony, you know, that the Director of National Intelligence was blocking the release of that complaint is a violation of the law, and it's unequivocal. Unequivocal. So, or unequivocal. There we go again. We have all signs point in that direction. What do we know and what do we not know? A lot. I mean, look at the Ukraine and what's happened with them, with military, economically, etc. And some of this is political pressure and capital from Moscow. What was on the call? Was there anything on the call that would be a violation of our Constitution? So we'll see this planned release of the transcript and what it proves to tell us, something or nothing. And what is going to preserve the confidential nature of the conversations between the Prez and the world leaders? So, I mean, there you go. Breadcrumbs, right? And which ones get put together and where do they lead? Because we could follow them in the wrong direction or follow them in the right direction. All right, thanks for all your emails. You can always flip me one too, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in. I'm still looking for those breadcrumbs. I don't know about you. Thanks for listening.
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.